So last week we told you about the Yorkshire pudding. It had been named the UK's best regional dish. This kind of upset us, made us sad, made us a bit mad, because East Anglia, well, we didn't have a regional dish.
No, we've got stuff. We've got, like, Cromer crabs. Apparently we had Norfolk dumplings. We've got Suffolk cider. We've got all that, but there's no sort of dish. So we thought, what East Anglia needs, we need to be famous for something. So we went away.
We really put our heads together.
And we've come up with this. What do you think about the East Anglian sausage flat?
Yeah, great, huh?
What we've done, we've adapted the basic concept of a sausage roll by squashing them and turning them into something new, more exciting.
And why have we squashed them? Well, obviously, it's pretty flat round here. They don't call it the Flatlands for nothing, do they?
No. So, our East Anglian sausage flats will be flat like East Anglia.
We've got it, haven't we?
Yes.
We've nailed this regional dish.
Yes,
there'll also be a vegetarian version for the likes of me, obviously.
So what do you think?
I just want to say that I love the idea of a sausage flat, but if I could request that we have more sausage and less pastry, that would be great.
Andrew's on the line. How about you? What do you think?
I think it's a splendid idea. And your listeners to come up with something that we actually haven't heard of before is rather fun, and we're happy to give it a go.
Yes.
Oh, yes. This is exciting.
Andrew, tell everyone where you work.
We work at Lindsay's Bakery on Sweetbriar Industrial Estate.
Oh, the big Lindsay's Bakery.
Right, we've got a baker on board. This is great. This is so good. Just explain to everyone how you can help us.
We can make some of these in our bakery and distribute them through our shops, and we'll obviously send some to you to have a look at and give away or whatever you want to do with them.
That's amazing. What will the East Anglian sausage flat actually look like? Help us out here. What do you think, in your expertise, bakery opinion, it will look like?
We think a sort of hexagonal pastry parcel with a lattice top with some seasoned sausage meat inside it.
Andrew, can you send us in some tasters, some prototypes?
Yeah, of course we can. We'll get them baked off and bring them down to you.
I've got one here. Me and producer Nick.
I've got one as well.
We've got one.
Oh, they come all sealed in the packets, everything.
They look like sausage rolls, but they're flat.
Yeah, that was the idea. How does it taste?
Okay, here we go.
That is the question.
All right.
You two are connoisseurs of this type of stuff. Aficionados of the sausage pastry mix. So what does it taste like?
This is good.
Can you describe? Are we too busy enjoying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I took a too big a bit.
Oh, dear Dave. Producer Nick?
See, thanks to those slats on the top, I can see inside just pure sausage. There's no nasty surprises.
What would you define as a nasty surprise?
Onions.
These two hate onions in sausage meat. They don't add anything like that to them. So what's your main observation about the East Anglian sausage flat?
They're easy to hold. Look at that.
Wow, no sausage.
I'm holding it.
No, see? It's remarkably easy to hold.
Yes, it's flat. I'm taller than producer Nick, and sometimes I'll rest my sausage roll on his head, but that will... Because he's shorter than me, that will roll off.
He's like a handy side table.
And it will roll off, but with the East Anglian sausage flat, if you just give me your head...
Yep, just put it on there.
Producer Nick... Mm-hmm. I've just rested it.
Wow.
And it hasn't fallen off.
So what we thought we needed to do was give feedback to our baker. That's Andrew Bell from Lindsay's. He's here right now.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, everybody.
Well, the feedback is, I think they tasted just like sausage rolls.
Well, that's not entirely surprising, because the constituent parts are much the same, but the format is just sensational.
Isn't it, though?
Tell me
about the makeup of the pastry. It's particularly special.
Well, they're two different sorts of pastry. Half is short crust pastry, and the other half is puff pastry, just to give a bit of contrast. And then you have the sausage meat in the middle.
Dave, what's the one thing that stood out about the East Anglian sausage flat?
They're very easy to hold.
They certainly are. I came to that conclusion as well without even a hint from you that...
We think it's going to be as big, if not bigger, than the Cornish pasty.
That is a bit of a shout at this stage.
Yes, that is. But that said...
Come on, Andrew!
From humble... The Cornish pasty had to start somewhere.
Wouldn't it be great if... You know, we could all retire on the success of this fantastic creation.
And it is.
So, Andrew, what's going to happen tomorrow?
Well, we're going to have these sausage flats in the shop on the Elsham Road for 95p.
Oh, 95p!
Oh, we have a price! We have a price! We're going to officially launch the East Anglian sausage flat from 8 o'clock and we will come and see you at about 10:30 in your Elsham Road bakery, if that's okay.
That's absolutely fine. We'll have some bit of sampling available for you to hand out to passers-by and...
I expect queues all the way to the airport myself. The whole thing, it's just snowballing. Kieran's on the phone. Hello.
Hello there, you all right?
Yeah, good, thanks. What can we do for you?
Well, we've been listening to your programme about how you want to put East Anglia on the map, and we've been on the map here for about 150 years, and we thought we'd try and make your sausage flats that you've been going on about.
Yeah!
They sound really scrummy.
So you're a baker in Suffolk?
We're Palmer's Bakery in Hawley.
And you want to be our East Anglian sausage flat stockist?
Yeah, we're the best, and I think we can make the best for you.
Oh, we're so excited. Thanks ever so much to all of you at Palmer's.
No problem.
So, Kieran, why do you think the East Anglian flat is a lot better than a traditional sausage roll?
Well, we're going to put some onion in it from your recipe, and I think they're going to be the best because they're flat, they're easy to hold.
Of course.
it goes without saying.
Well, exactly. They're easy to hold, and it's going to be made with free-range pork.
Oh, that makes me feel very happy. So. Kieran, it's very controversial what you just said there about the onion. I'll let producer Nick and Dave give you the reasons why.
I need to intervene here.
Kieran?
Yes?
Take the onion out. They don't need to jazz about
it. Right?
No, take it out. It's fine.
Onion.
No, it's fine. We don't need onion. As long as they're flat. And
yep.
Just flat and sausage
just
meat.
Flat and sausage meat.
Basically, the boys hate onions in sausage meat, Kieran.
Oh, it's good for you. Your granny will make tell you put hairs on your chest.
Yeah, but we've and our grannies used to eat sausage rolls, but the year's 2016, and we've updated the sausage roll to the East Anglian sausage flat, so they don't need onion. It's fine.
Right, we'll see what we can do.
Thank you, Kieran.
Linz's Bakery in Norwich was so inspired by the concept, they brought in some prototypes yesterday. Should we have a listen how they went down? Here's the guys from the office.
They look good. They're nicely glazed, nice brown, easy to hold.
They look like they're going to be delicious.
Oh, it's beautifully flat, like the East Anglian countryside.
Well, they just look so easy to hold, don't they?
They do. That's the whole USBP selling point. Do you want to hear how they tasted as well?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that is delicious. It's like better than a sausage roll.
Spot on. Lovely. Tastes beautiful.
Mmm. Oh, yeah.
Mmm. Surprisingly sausagey.